Lawson alleges the president was responsible for more than $300,000 worth of renovations done to the president's house, plus the addition of a $70,000 garage. Mangum says most of those projects were approved before she started the job last year. She also pushes back on claims she misappropriated funds by using state dollars for a signing bonus for Provost Marcella David. It later came out that most schools do something similar and pay the money back, which Mangum did last week. It's also no secret the president and the board have been at odds for the majority of her time at the school, and she was not shy about saying how she felt about the situation.
I came to Florida A&M University to put it in a better place, to raise its level. I think I've raised the level of notoriety. I've raised it to a point where we are respected as an institution. But every day that we do this, we have counteracting forces trying to tear it down.
A second attempt to fire Mangum without cause by Trustee Robert Woody failed on a tie vote. Trustees are still upset over a decision to transfer financial control of the joint FAMU-Florida State College of Engineering to FSU. And Trustee Lawson is standing by his push to fire Mangum.
We have had ongoing issues with this administration, whether it be the alumni, students, Board of Trustees or the Board of Governors, around a number of issues, most recently, or I should say largely, around the engineering school as well. So I feel like we're at this point, given that multitude of issues, in addition to the financial improprieties.
In a final move, FAMU trustees approved a motion to hire an independent auditor to examine their concerns. FAMU Board Chairman Rufus Montgomery says someone on the president's leadership team attempted to interfere with the school's auditor. Now some FAMU students are calling for Montgomery's resignation. His relationship with Mangum has become increasingly bitter, and he angered FAMU student body president Tonette Graham during the meeting after she requested numerous times to speak and disagreed with the board's attempt to fire the president in a conference call without public comment. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.